Hello, and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk to Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is James Lee, and we're broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for joining us today. I'd like to welcome Forrest Powell with Chapman Automotive to the podcast today. Forrest, I understand you own the business, bought it from your father-in-law a while back.
Yes, sir. Bought it from him roughly about 12 years ago, and I've been working for him since 1994 on there, so I've been there a little while, got to know a lot of the customers and everything. We built a good relationship with a lot of the customers we have at Hot Springs and look forward to doing more business with them moving forward.
Yeah. So when did he open the business to begin with?
He actually opened a business in 92. Is when he opened a business and moved to that location, built that building in 94, opened up late, not 94, sorry, in 84, opened it up late in 84, around November, sometime in that range.
Okay. And, you know, what do y'all have in the way of staff over there?
Right now we have four technicians and me and a guy with another name. His name is John Rollins, but everybody calls him Rollo. That's how everybody knows him. If you call him by his first name, nobody would know who he is, so everybody knows Rollo, so that's another guy that helps me up front. He's been working for me for well over 20 years now. Wow. So he's been with me a while. I got another mechanic, Reese. He's been with me probably close to 20 years. So I got some guys that have been hanging around for a little while.
Yeah, and that was what I was going to ask you next is, you know, what kind of experience do y'all have? I mean, how many years have most of your guys been there?
One well over 20. I have another one that's been with me probably 5 to 8 years. Now they've got more experience than that, don't get me wrong. Another one's been with me probably another 8 to 10 years, so I've only got one that's probably hasn't been with me that long. He's been with me maybe a couple years now, so but most of them have always come to me. They already had experience in the industry and everything like that, so most of the guys usually we get stay with us, so until we get old. So
yeah, so tell me a little bit about what y'all do. I looked at your website. Mm-hmm. Looks like you do a little bit of everything.
We try to do a little bit of everything. I mean, we mainly focus on diagnostic, engine lights coming on, ABS lights coming on. We do brake and wheel. We have alignments. We do front end work. So AC's coming up. Hopefully we'll get warm weather again.
Right.
And then, you know, we'll get into the AC season kicking off. So we do a lot about AC work moving forward.
Yeah. You know, as a mechanic, when do you recommend people go in to get that, you know, get their air conditioner looked at or their heater looked at?
Most of the time, if you're talking about AC, you're going to start seeing some of that. We've had a little bit of that last week when we had a little bit of warm temperature, had a few people turn the AC on and realize, hey, it's not as cool as it is. So how you can always tell if your AC is kind of having an issue, if you do turn it on when it's around 70, 80 degrees and it just don't feel as cool to you, then you probably know you've lost a little bit of Freon. It's time to get it again, get it looked at. And if you're looking at your heater, we're a little ways right now where you need a heater, right?
So, right.
You know, if your heaters are blowing hot on both sides and everything's working fine, just always make sure your temperature gauge is running about in the middle. If it ever starts getting above halfway, then you know you might have an issue going on something like that with your heater.
Yeah. So as far as the kind of customers y'all have, are y'all mostly, you know, private? Or I know that y'all do a little bit of fleet work, I think.
We do some fleet work on, we have actually quite a few customers that we do some fleet work for. But we do, I mean, individuals, companies, anything along those lines that we can help you with, we're going to be glad to help you. I mean, we're here to help you, and we want to kind of be the company that we advise you on things that needs to be done. We also don't want to oversell you on something. We don't mind telling you, hey, might have to look forward to doing something like this later. But we want to fix the problem that you come in for. That's what, and to also try to educate you on what the issue is with your car, so you know what you're looking for, things like that.
So you're not just trying to get your customer down the road with this problem. You're trying to make sure that they know what they might need.
Yeah.
You know, 6 months, year down the line.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you might bring yours in and say, hey, we do brakes, but we happen to notice that you're getting a few minor cracks in your belt, and hey, it's not an issue right now, but it's something we might need to address a little bit later. So we just want to make you aware of that, because a lot of times we don't have the money up front to spend all at one time. So,
right. You
know, that's understandable. We're all in that same shape right now. So at least you can know you can start planning for it moving forward.
Yeah. Speaking of that, you know, obviously the mechanics business has changed a lot, especially here in the last 15, 20 years. I remember my first car, you know, I could crawl in the engine and do whatever I needed to do. And now I'm almost afraid to try to change the oil because there's so much more to it. Tell me a little bit about, you know, what y'all do as far as continuing education, that kind of thing.
Continuing education, we usually do something along those lines 3 to 4 times a year on stuff like that. We also have some classes that are actually coming up for us starting in April. There'll be some more in June and I think September. So some of that kind of stuff comes up. Our guys, we go to those classes. I mean, because some of the things now are starting to come up that we're starting to see is some issues with the push button start. So, you know, we didn't have push buttons back in the day. So Now we're starting to see issues with things like that coming up. So that's some of the classes that we're going to be learning how to do something like that on. So,
yeah. And what would you say is probably the most common issue that y'all see?
Common issue. It's strange. You take last week. Last week was all alternators on everybody's car. I don't know. It's things come in phases. I mean, us as in real life, everything comes in a phase. Some reason, you know, good luck, bad luck, or just things, just something going on. So this time of year, most of the time when you have cooler temperatures, we're usually looking at water leaks, things like that is the most common thing. So, but it kind of varies. When you have real hot temperatures, sometimes you're going to have issues with things overheating, AC not working. When you have real cold temperatures, you're going to have usually water leaks or no heat. So depending on the temperature actually outside, it can actually affect your car quite a bit. So those are the kind of, that's how we kind of plan to it. Temperatures are really nice. You're going to realize your car is going to run better and it's going to sound better. So temperature has a lot to do with the cars, the way they run nowadays.
Yeah. You know, I know that, you know, you've also got a lot of these newer cars that have, you know, you come up to a stop sign and it kills the engine.
Yes.
You know, personally, I'm not a fan of that.
I don't disagree with you. I agree.
You know, have you noticed any problems with that or issues with that yet? Or is that something that, you know, seems to be?
Other than a customer one time thought he put it in park and got out of the car and it started on its own and started moving forward because it wasn't running.
Right.
Other than that, no. To me, moving forward, you would think it's going to be an issue with your starter. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you're constantly starting a vehicle off and on. So you would think that's going to be an issue, but right now we have not seen that.
Okay.
Tune in to check out the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
Now, I understand that y'all won some kind of award a couple of years back in 2020.
We won a certified auto repair reward moving forward. We usually, not to brag on ourselves, but we usually win it every year, at least in our region, on stuff like that. So it's just an ASC certified repair reward that we win on things like that. So, because we're tied in through O'Reilly's and other suppliers. And what O'Reilly's kind of does to us, since you're tied into that program, is give you an example. Let's say I work on your car and you go to Florida and something I did breaks, a part goes bad. You can call us. We'll give you a 1-800 number. That can be warrantied down there and try to get it fixed so it's not, you're not out the pocket expense again. So, or if you're from out of town. So we kind of have close to kind of like a nationwide warranty to try to help on the things that we do. So,
yeah. You know, obviously, you know, several years back, there was this, I say several years, it's been 20, 25, 30 years, there was this push that, you know, everybody needed to go to college, everybody needed a degree, computers, whatever. And it seems like the trades didn't get as much attention. There weren't as many kids going towards that. It seems like there's a little bit more of a push to that here in the last 5 or 10 years. Is that something that you've noticed? And if so, you know, so how do you kind of see things going from here?
Very difficult, because you're right. There's not a lot of trade out there right now. We actually, not to say just technicians, okay? I think that we need more trade in everything that we have out there, because I hate to say this, it's a dying breed for technicians right now. You do not have technicians coming around asking for jobs or people moving in. And so the ones that you have, you better hang on to them, keep them happy, because that's right now it's hard to find. I mean, people that have knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I mean, the schools, I mean, what they do out there at the college, I do think it's a great thing. It gets your, what I call your feet wet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to take more than that to really get into this business and be successful at it. I mean, you can actually make good money as a technician. It's a good living. Most people take us. We work 5 days a week. We're working 50 hours a week. So we work 5 days a week on stuff like that. And it's hustle and bustle. I mean, you're getting the cars. There's more and more cars out there than there ever has.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why there's never a need to what I call oversell something on something like that. I mean, there's enough cars. There's enough work. Fix the problem of what the customer comes in for. Let's take care of that first. So, yeah. But we do need to work on getting more people educated and being technicians out there if we can.
Yeah. So, like you mentioned out at the college, they do have some mm-hmm. Automotive work out there. What all does it take, or about how long does it take to where you would feel like, you know, somebody is ready to really get to work?
I think you need... It depends on where you start out and what kind of schools you go to.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you need at least probably a minimum 2 to 3 years to kind of get your feet wet.
Right.
Start learning how to do that. Because the downside to it is everything's expensive. When somebody comes into this field, I mean, you got to have quite a few tools to get into this. And right. where me as an owner, I try to let the guys buy the basic of the tools. And if there's any specialty tools, the shop tries to purchase those.
Sure.
Because there's no need for them to do that. On things like that. So, because there's a lot of specialty tools out there that nowadays you got to buy for every kind of car.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting more and more difficult. So,
yeah. You know, and I know, like I told you before, I used to, you know, do my own stuff. So, mm-hmm. I know that there's some tools that, you know, you just cannot afford as an individual. If you know, like some of your pulley pullers or, you know, yeah. some of the things like that, it's expensive.
That and some of the diagnostic stuff that we have to purchase. I mean, because
mm-hmm.
once you purchase them, they're usually good for, I say, not that they don't last longer, but probably 5 to 7 years. And then, I hate to say it, it's outdated.
Right.
Even though you do get updates, but so long the manufacturers quit updating them, so then you got to upgrade too.
Right.
To something like that.
Yeah, it's just like any kind of computer
yeah.
thing, you know. You know, you buy a MacBook today, you know, mm-hmm. in 4 or 5 years, you're going to have to buy a new one just to keep up.
Yeah, I mean, just like, you know, nowadays they're phasing over Freon. We used to be R134, mm-hmm. and we're now going to the new phase of Freon. So you got to have another machine to do things like that. So,
yeah. What would you say is the biggest challenge that you face as a mechanics-based or business?
The way they manufacture cars is becoming more and more difficult to stay up on, making it harder to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong, I love all the bells and whistles that they put on these cars. I think they're great. But all the bells and whistles that you have put on these cars is going to cost money to fix. And sometimes it's very difficult to diagnose where the issue is. Because nowadays, a lot of cars will have anywhere between 30 to 70 something modules on them. And modules is similar to the same thing as what I call a mini computer.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they tie in more than one module to do one thing. So sometimes it's reading the wiring diagrams have gotten very difficult moving forward. So right. those are some of the difficult things that you see nowadays.
Yeah.
Cars don't make sense to you sometimes. I mean, one time they're running just great, and next minute you go out there and it's like, how did it happen all of a sudden? Why mm-hmm. is it doing this? You know, and you didn't change anything, you know. So that's just part of nature. Same thing with us. We have short circuits in our brain.
Right. What are your hours over there?
Right now we're working Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 5. Most of the time, what we like to do is, if you're wanting to schedule something with us, is call us usually a day ahead of time. We try to, you know, get it booked hopefully the next day. But I hate to say, nowadays we stay so busy that we usually need a car at least a half a day, either to diagnose it, sometimes get it fixed. And we try to get everything fixed if we can in the same day, just depending on what your car needs and what you want to approve to get fixed at that time. So that's
yeah.
what we do.
You know, I noticed also on your website that you've got a form that people can fill out to kind of get a give y'all an idea of what you might be looking for?
Yes, we do. Sometimes we get some emails from people asking us questions. Maybe what's going on with the car? What do you think the problem is? Or, hey, what do you think it costs to do a brake job or fix an alternator or things like that? So we try to touch base with you any way we can, keep informed, going back and forth to try to help you out and get you in the shop and see what we can do to get your car fixed.
Yeah. Like you said, it's 7:30 to 5. Obviously, you're open a little bit early to where folks can mm-hmm. come drop it off yeah. if they need to. You know, what about a person who just can't get off work till 5 o'clock? Do y'all have a way to kind of help with that? Or
we have like a little drop, what I call a mail slot, in one of our bay doors, things like that. Usually if we ask you to, if you're going to drop it off, just lock the car up out front. Leave me a little note either in the car or and throw the keys in the drop slot. Or if not, call us first thing that morning and let us know, hey, I dropped my car off. This is what I need you to look at. And we go from there, see what we can do.
Yeah. So how can somebody get in touch with you?
Right now, you can get in touch with us either by website or you can actually call us at 501-624-2296. And you'll either get Mr. John Rollins or you'll get me, one of the two, and try to help you out and answer any questions we can answer for you.
Yeah. And that website is chapmanautomotive.com?
Sure is. That's yep. where you go on that one and get that for us.
All right. And it's Chapman, M-O-N-D, not yep. Chapman.
Yep.
You know, I know that, you know, that's something a lot of people seem to get confused about because a lot of people around here seem to say it the same way, whether correct. It's Chapman or Chapman.
Yep. So. Exactly. Yeah. So, but yeah, because there is some Chapmans in town and everything mm-hmm. like that. So, and there's some Chapmans in town. So, right. I mean, we got a little bit of both. So we got some good people in town.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming by.
Man, I really appreciate you letting me come right here and go over this with you. And everyone do it again, man. Give me a call. We're glad to help you.
Sounds great.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes are released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for listening.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you, $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.